Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem before tonight's game, or this afternoon's game, between Emporia State and the Newman Jets. And welcome back to Fuga Gymnasium on the campus of Newman University in Wichita as we get set for our MIAA showdown between the Emporia State Hornets and the Newman Jets. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for this afternoon's game, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off, for the Newman Jets, they come into this contest 5-7, 1-5 in the MIAA. They are coached by R.J. Allen, who's in his sixth year. He is 58-88 during that time span, and this is the lineup that the Jets will go with this afternoon. At the guard spot will be Stevie Strong, 6'1 sophomore from Hayesville, Kansas, averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds. Also at a guard will be Kaleem Bennett. He's a 6'5 junior out of Hamilton, Ontario, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds. At a forward spot, Stevie Smith, a 6'6 junior from Seattle, Washington, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. Also at a forward will be Sam Summerholder, a 6'7 freshman out of Shawnee, Kansas, St. James Academy, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds. And in the post will be Thomas Zavgaris, a 6'8 sophomore out of Greece, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. For the Emporia State Hornets, 9-2 on the season, 3-2 in the MIAA, ranked number 20 in the nation. Coached by Craig Doty in his fifth year, 64-57 is his overall record. And this is the lineup Emporia State will go with. At the point guard spot will be Owen Long, 6'3 junior out of Sikeston, Missouri. Transfer from Youngstown State, averaging 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. He is the most recent MIAA player of the week. Also at a guard will be Caden Evans, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists per contest. At a forward spot will be Peyton Roger Schmidt, 6'7 sophomore from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, averaging 3 points and 5 rebounds. Also at a forward, Elijah Comethier, 6'7 junior from Cibolo, Texas, transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds. And in the post will be Mayim Boom, 6'10 sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska, He's averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds. Our starting lineup's brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Hornets dressed in their road black uniforms. Newman in their home whites with red letters and blue trim. The tip is up, and it's controlled by Emporia State as the tip is won by Mayim Boom. Emporia State will play to the basket to our left as we view it here. High atop the court at Fugit Gymnasium. Down low, they work it to Mayim Boom, being triple team. Kicks it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now to Caden Evans on the wing left side. In the left corner, it goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Out high to Owen Long. Shot clock down to 10. Owen down the length. Tries to kick it in the corner to Elijah Cometh. There were 6 seconds on the shot clock. Clutches, shoots it from the free throw line. Air ball. Rebound goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt, but we have a shot clock violation before Owen Long can get the ball into the basket. So Emporia State comes up empty on their first possession. Let's see if the Hornet defense can keep Newman from scoring. As Sam Summerholder brings the ball into front court. Swings it to the wing right side to Stevie Strong. In the corner, goes to Bennett. Now back out front to Stevie Strong. Trying to work off a screen. Now Mayim Boom on him. Working on the lane, left side, floater on the way, and good by Kaleem Bennett. And Newman takes the early 2-0 lead. They were being patient and did a nice job of moving, and now here's Owen Long gets his pocket picks, and Long gets too close defensively and picks up a foul. So he compounds turning it over by committing a foul. His first, team first. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Newman Jets. Emporia State will definitely have to be prepared to handle the pressure that Stevie Strong puts on Emporia State as he gets his first steal of the ball game. Left side, this is Stevie Smith. Gives it off to Zavgaris. Top the key, Strong for three. Good. Stevie Strong gives Newman the early 5-0 lead as Emporia State with only their second possession of the ball game. Caden Evans has it way out front. Now dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Picks up the dribble. Tries to go down low to Mayim Boom. And the pass was off the mark. And a steal for Newman. And they bring it up the floor. Strong tried to dish it. Gets his ball deflected back to him. And he gets the layup. And Coach Craig Doty's calling timeout. He's going to send in three new players. It'll be Sam Baker. Four new players checking in. Sam Baker, Octavius Butler, Mason Thiessen, and also checking in will be Gage McGuire as Newman's out to a 7-0 lead, 5 points from Stevie Strong. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222, and Nogs Wawasik will also check in for Emporia State. So Coach Craig Doty, less than 2 minutes into the game, does a shift change. Nogs can't check in until after they play the ball and bounce, so Caden Evans will have to check back into the ball game. Freshman learning a lesson on when you need to check in. Can't check in after you get out of the huddle. You have to check in before you go into the huddle. Octavius Butler working on the wing right side with the basketball. Top the key, Gage McGuire swings to the left side. Caden Evans gets a screen from Mason Thiessen. Back top the key, Octavian Butler for a three out the back iron. No good. Rebound goes to Newman. Sam Summerholder with the rebound, and Newman works it into front court. This is Stevie Strong. Swings it on the right side. Summerholder, and he stepped out of bounds before he made his move towards the basket. Turnover gives it to Emporia State. Now Nogs Wawasik into the lineup, replacing Caden Evans. Nogs across the timeline. Feeds it off to Butler. Butler waiting for a screen from Mason. Tried to run a little pick and roll, but it wasn't quite there. Back out front to Mason. Swings it right side to Butler. Butler drives in the lane, kicks it in the corner to Butler. left side in the paint. Floater gets it blocked, but he draws contact. He'll be at the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Kaleem Bennett for the Newman Jets, and that will put Tavian Butler, the 6'2 junior out of St. Louis, at the free throw line. Spins the ball in his hands. Free throw on the way, and the free throw is good for Tavian Butler. Makes it a 7-1 Newman lead. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Second free throw also good for Butler. 7-2 Newman. 17-19 to play here in the first half. Bounce pass on the right side. Goes to Strong. Strong trying to work around a screen. They work it top to Keita Smith. They get it down low for a layup from Thomas Zagaris, the sophomore from Greece. Nice job of working the ball. And here's a ball that gets deflected. But Nogs Wawasek will get fouled. So he goes back for the basketball. Picking up the foul will be Stevie Smith, his first, second team foul. So Emporia State will keep the basketball. Newman, 16:55 to go. Wawasek into front court, working against Strong, almost has it stripped. Hands it off to Tavius Butler. Butler working on the right side, takes it to the rim, off the glass and scores the bucket. And Octavian Butler has all 4 points for Emporia State, making it 9-4 Jets. This is Smith on the left side, tries to drive, free throw circle, gets it down low, shot off the glass, no good for Kaleem Bennett, and the rebound to Emporia State. Hornets come the other way. Butler has it out front, gives it off to Wawasek, in between the double circles, looks to the sideline for the play from Coach Craig Doty. Heads left, now passes right to Butler. Butler way out on the wing. One-handed pass intercepted by Strong. Goes down at the other end, dishes it off for the alley-oop, and layup is no good for a Bennett. Emporia State with a basketball. Tried a little razzle-dazzle, came up empty. Gage McGuire driving the lane line. Gives it off to Wawasek, gets the layup. Nice penetration along the baseline from Gage McGuire and feeds it off to Nogs Wawasek, who gets the layup. Makes it a 9-6 three-point game for the Newman Jets in front. And we're going to get a foul on Wawasek as he's trailing Stevie Strong. And we're going to call a holding foul on Nogs. That'll be his first. Team foul number 2 on Emporia State. Substitution for Newman. Lateek Murphy will check into the lineup. Setting down for the Newman Jets will be Kaleem Bennett. Out front, this is Stevie Smith. Goes down along the baseline, and Mason Thiessen with a nice defense gets a steal, gives it off to Butler. Butler at the other end, layup is good as he goes coast to coast with a basketball. Octavian Butler with 6, and it's a 9-8 ball game. Hornets are within 1. Left wing 3, left off the front end of the rim for Lateek Murphy, and Emporia State with a rebound and a checks to take the lead. This is Butler. He's open for 3. He drains it. A Hare Crafters 3 for, or say, excuse me, Sam Baker. Sam Baker knocks down a Hare Crafters 3. Makes it an 11-9 Emporia State lead. So the Hornets have come all the way back to take the lead. This will be a 30-second timeout. And this will also be our media timeout. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch, sports, play darts, and free pool on select days at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. NexTech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
11-9, Emporia State with a lead. After less than 2 minutes into the game, Coach Craig Doty made a lineup change, 5-for-5, and that has sparked the Hornets. Leading the way for Emporia State, Atavian Butler with 6, Sam Baker with 3, 2 for Knox Wawasik. Newman being led by Stevie Strong with 5. Newman with the basketball out of the Newman called timeout. This is Strong. Top the free throw circle. It goes to Murphy. Now they go to Smith. Back out front. It goes to Summerholder down the lane. Layup good. Count the bucket. He draws the fouls. He drove it right down the lane. Did Sam Summerholder. The freshman out of Shawnee, Kansas, St. James Academy. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Nogs Wawasik. They say that's his first. Thought that was his second. And the officials are going to go determine who that foul was on. And now the veteran, John Moore, getting the other officials together and seeing if maybe they can't figure out exactly what the call is and where the what's going on. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. They ended up changing the foul and charging it to Sam Baker. So Sam Baker gets the foul and not Knox Wawasik. But at the free throw line for the and one is Sam Summerholder. Benzanese free throw up and too strong, and the rebound goes to Mason Thiessen for Emporia State. Knox Wawasik, Sam Baker, Mason Thiessen, Gage McGuire, and Atavius Butler on the floor for Emporia State. And here's a foul on Newman. Stevie Smith will pick up his second personal foul. Substitution for the Jets. Back into the lineup returns Kaleem Bennett. Setting down will be Stevie Smith. 21 seconds on the shot clock for Emporia State, so they don't reset the shot clock. Baker to play the ball inbounds, plays it into it. Butler. Butler goes between the legs with a dribble. Back out front, it goes to Wawasik. Picked up defensively by Strong. Now Wawasik goes to the right side, gives it off to Baker. Down low, Gage McGuire, layup good. Nice cut to the basket by Gage McGuire, and he gets the layup. And Emporia State up 13-11. 14-16 to play here in the first half. On the wing right side, this is Murphy. Picked up by Sam Baker. Now he feeds the ball off to Zavgaris. Now to Strong. Strong with the ball. Tries to drive on Mason Thiessen. Gets it in the lane. Floater up. No good. Rebound. Mason Thiessen. Gives it off to Baker, and he'll bring it up the floor. Gives it off to Butler. Butler pulls up for a two. It's a two. He had his foot across the line. It's a two-point basket for Atavian Butler. That gives him 8. Makes it 15-11 Emporia State. Strong has it, feeds it out front. Murphy. Now in the hands of Summerholder, trying to drive. Top the key, Strong for three. Good. Stevie Strong knocks down a three-point basket. That gives him 8. Makes it 15-14 Emporia State. Wawasik gets it off to Butler, almost has it stolen. Butler working on the wing right side. Three-point shot off the glass and good. A hair crafter's three for Atavian Butler. That gives him 11. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Deep right corner three for Newman. Good. off the fingertips of Latik Murphy. 17 all. 12:47 to play. Olasek across the timeline, driving to the basket, gets to the rims, missed it, but he draws contact and a foul. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul will be Stevie Strong, his first, team foul number 4 on the Jets. And this will put Noggs Wawasik at the free throw line. Noggs, a 6'5 freshman out of Mayetta, Royal Valley High School. Stepping to the line, chance to give the lead back to Emporia State. Newman had the early lead in this game. In fact, they had a 9-2 lead at one time. Free throw good for Noggs. Substitution for Emporia State. Mayim Boom into the lineup, replacing Mason Thiessen. And Elijah Comethier into the lineup, replacing Sam Baker. Second free throw also good for Wawasik. 19-17 Emporia State, 12:35 to play first half. Warner Basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Strong for three. No. Rebound. Mayim Boom ends up with it after it was tipped by Butler. Feet up the floor to Comethier. Gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Newman, Sam Summerholder. As he broke up the long pass up the floor. Hornets try to push it up the floor and catch Newman napping, but they weren't, so the Hornets get it to play it inbounds on the baseline. Knocks to play it inbounds, plays it into Butler, has it on the wing right side, drives, pulls up from 15, shot crawls off, no good, but there were the offensive rebound, and stick back is Gage McGuire. 21-17 Emporia State. Gage now with 4 points in the game. Here's a deflection and a steal. Emporia State, Comethier up the floor. Eurostep, layup, good for Elijah Comethier. And it's 23-17 Emporia State. Newman will bring the ball into front court. Summerholder working against Comethier. Now they work it left side into the hands of Murphy. Murphy working against Baker. Pass out front. It goes into backcourt. Unable to handle the pass was Kwaku Azapong. And the turnover gives it to Emporia State. 11 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Back into the lineup comes Owen Long for the Hornets, along with Caden Evans. Noggs Wawasik and Octavian Butler set down. Long goes, now they work it right side to Long. Long trying to drive, step back three, up and no. Up, defensive rebound goes to Newman's Kwaku Azapong. And we're going to get a charge as Gage McGuire had himself set up perfectly in the lane as Summerholder came charging down the lane. He dished it off into the right corner, but he ran over Gage McGuire. And that's three big plays for Gage here in this first half for Emporia State. It's a first foul on Summerholder, team foul number 5. Owen Long swings it to Caden Evans. Try to go down low to Mayim Boom, and they go back to Caden, and Caden tried to throw it out front to Elijah Comethier, and that ball sells into backcourt and a turnover for Emporia State. Hornet Basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 10:52 to play, first half, 23-17. Emporia State with the lead. Summerholder in the paint. Kicks it out on the wing left side. This is Isaac Aguiar. Gives it off now to Stevie Strong. Tries to drive in the paint. The pass deflected and a steal by Elijah Comethier. Gives it off to Owen Long, who gets the layup at the other end, and we're going to get a timeout taken by the Newman Jets. Owen Long gets his first basket of the ball game, but the steal for Elijah Comethier, and he gets the assist. And this will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Newman Jets. Hornets trailed at one time, 9-2. That was the biggest lead for the Newman Jets. So since that time, Emporia State's gone on a 23-8 run. Leading the way, Octavian Butler with 11, first half points. Gage McGuire, 4. Nogs Wawasik with 4. 2 points each for Elijah Comather and Owen Long. Newman being led by Stevie Strong with 8. Newman will have the ball to play and bounds in backcourt. Out of the timeout, Emporia State stays with the same 5. Mayim Boom, Elijah Comather, Owen Long, Caden Evans, and Gage McGuire. Gage has had made 2 big baskets and also drew a big charge. Sam Summerholder into front court for the Newman Jets. Has it on the wing. Left side. Tries to drive on Mayim Boom. Takes it along the baseline. Great defense by Mayim. Lobs it way out front to Stevie Strong. Trying to work around a screen. Emporia State plays that well. Stevie Strong in the lane. Needs some help. Kicks it to Summerholder. Spins from 5. Shot off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped out. And Emporia State comes up with it. Elijah Comather corrals the basketball, and the Hornets head the other direction. Owen Long, bounce pass high post left side to Gage McGuire. Goes back door to Caden Evans. Layup good. Nice little backdoor cut by Caden Evans, but a great assist from Gage McGuire. That's 4 big plays he's made here in the first half. 27-17, Emporia State up by 10. Trying to drive with the basketball. Jacob Joe gets a shot blocked out of bounds by Mayim Boom. It will remain Newman basketball out of the media timeout. 9:39 to play here in the first half. Emporia State leading 27-17. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Back at Fugit Gymnasium, 9:39 to play first half. 27-17, Emporia State with a lead. Newman with the basketball to play inbounds on the baseline. They play it inbounds. Fadeaway shot off the glass is good by Colleen Bennett. Nice inbounds pass. Play ran. Bennett with 4. Caden Evans with the basketball, goes down low to Elijah Comather in traffic, puts up the shot, draws contact. He missed the shot, but he'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul for the Newman Jets will be Isaac Aguiar, 6'10 junior out of Union City, New Jersey. 16 foul whistled against the Jets. First free throw is on the way, good for Elijah Comather. Gives him 5 points in the game. Chance to build that lead back up to 10 points here. And he does. 29-19 Emporia State. 9:21 to play in the half. Stevie Strong walks it into front court. Middle of the floor. Comather on him. Swings it left side to Murphy. Tries to go down along the baseline. With a basketball, that's Zingaris. And they're going to call a foul on Gage McGuire. They say raised his knee into the back of Zingaris. First foul on Gage. Team foul number 4. Peyton Rogers Schmidt will check in for Emporia State, replacing Gage McGuire, and he should get a nice applause. He had 4 big plays for Emporia State during his time out there. 2 baskets, a charge, and a big assist. Left side trying to drive the baseline. Bennett. Now they give it off to Strong. Loses the dribble. And ball still loose on the floor. Picked up by Newman. And we're going to get a foul on Mayim Boom. Is trying to charge down the lane with Zengaris. And he gets bumped by Mayim. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Newman Jets. 15 foul on the Hornets. First personal foul on Mayim Boom. Newman trying to get the ball inbounds. They finally do play it inbounds to Murphy. Hands it off to Strong. Strong dribbles it towards the top of the key. Now swings it back left side to Murphy. Contested three. No. Long rebound tracked down by Owen Long for Emporia State. And the Hornets will go the other direction. Playing to the basket to our left. Owen gives it off to Caden Evans. Caden waiting for a screen from Mayim Boom. Now gives it top the key to Peyton Roger Schmidt left side. Owen Long for a three. No. Rebound tracked down by Newman. As Peyton Roger Schmidt went chasing after it, they lob it down the floor, and Zengaz gets a ball stripped by Owen Long, and Emporia State comes the other way. Caden Evans, right corner three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Elijah Cometh there, stick back, good. Elijah Cometh there with eight, and Emporia State's leading 31-19, up by 11. Or up by 12, excuse me. Check my mathematics there. Newman with the basketball. This is Strong. Left side. Shovels it off to Aguiar. Back to Strong. Just inside the three-point stripe. Shot is good by Stevie Strong. That gives him 10. 31-21 Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Owen Long working left side. Trying to work against the high screen. Gives it in the paint to Elijah Cometh here, and a foul on the Newman Jets. Stevie Strong will send Elijah Cometh here to the paint. And Coach Craig Doty mentioned in his pregame, the team that's a more aggressive will be the one that will be successful. And right now, Emporia State being the more aggressive basketball team. Cometh here stepping to the line. He has 8 points. Make it nine as he makes the first free throw. Substitution for the Newman Jets back into the lineup. Sam Summerholder setting down will be Isaac Aguiar. Second free throw coming for Elijah. And this one's also good. 10 points for Elijah Cometh there, and it's 33-21 Emporia State with 7:07 to play here in this first half. Mayim Boom deflects a pass. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mayim as they tried to feed it to Zevgaris, sophomore out of Greece. Newman trying to get the ball in bounds, and they finally do play it in bounds to Summerholder. Picked up now by Caden Evans. Gives it off to Bennett. Bennett picked up by Peyton Roger Schmidt in the lane. They feed it to Summerholder, who spins and shoots it in from 5 feet away. His second made field goal, 33-23 Emporia State. Owen Long across the timeline, gives it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now they work it right side to Caden Evans. Top the key, it goes to Owen Long. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Owen says, buy him, set me a screen. 9 seconds. Top the key, Caden Evans. With the ball with 5 seconds. Contested three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They get it up to Stevie Strong. Up the floor to... They're going to call to Bennett. And they're going to call a block foul on Emporia State's Elijah Cometh there. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Newman Jets. Picking up the foul. Elijah, that's his first. Team foul number 6. On the Newman Jets. Substitution for Emporia State, Tavia Butler. Tavian Butler will check in. Also, Noggs Wawasik. Setting down will be Caden Evans and Mayim Boom. So, Hornets going with a little more of a guard lineup. Newman to play it inbounds on the baseline. To throw it in will be Strong. Plays it inbounds to Summerholder. Now gives it off to Zegaris. Now to Strong. Trying to work around a screen. Peyton Roger Schmidt goes up on him. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Strong trying to drive, loses the dribble, but tracks it back down. Working against Peyton Rogers. Fadeaway shot up and good. Oh, that's a tough basket. Stevie Strong with 12. 33-25 Emporia State. 5:44 to play. First half. Nogs Wawasik on the wing right side. Gets a screen from Peyton Roger Schmidt. Give it off to Tim. Peyton dribbles in the paint. Off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Peyton had a chance to, with an easy, I won't say an easy basket. Here's a floater from the lane line left that's up and good for Latik Murphy. Gives him 5 points, and it's scoreboard. I'm not sure if the scoreboard is right. It's 33-25. Here's a three by Owen Long that's good. A hair crafter's three for Owen Long gives him 5 points. So that makes it 35-25 now, or 36-25, excuse me. is the score. Newman trying to find an open shot, though. Shoot a three, and Stevie Strong from way beyond the three-point line has 15. Ball gets knocked free. Newman gets a steal. And a timeout's going to be called by the Newman Jets with 4:27 to play in the first half. And that'll take us to our final media timeout. 36-30 is our score. Hornets with a lead by 6 after leading by as many as 12. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
4:27 to play, first half, 36-30, Emporia State with a lead. Out of the timeout, Elijah Comethier, along with Octavian Butler, Peyton Roger Schmidt, Owen Long, and Nogs Wawasik on the floor for Emporia State. Newman has the ball out of the timeout. Strong for another three. No, this time no good. Rebound to Peyton Roger Schmidt for Emporia State. He'd gotten hot there for a while, and it seemed like everything he put up was going in. Top the key, Long for three. Yes. A hair crafter's three for Owen Long. That gives him 8. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-7672. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters, 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. We're going to get officials holding up play. There's something on the floor. So they're going to send the players to their benches. And they're going to get I'm not sure if yeah, they're going to go get a mop to mop up whatever's on the floor. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Coming up at halftime, we'll visit with Emporia State Lady Hornet coach Toby Wynn. Heartbreaking day for the Lady Hornets. get his thoughts on today's game. That comes down to not making baskets. So they'll mop up the floor. Apparently there was some moisture or something on the floor in the deep left side of the floor. Newman will have the ball. They have 23 seconds on the shot clock. 3:56 on the game clock. I think they're ready to go. Newman going with Latik Murphy, Sam Summerholder, Thomas Zevgaris, Kaleem Bennett, and Stevie Strong. Summerholder has the ball, swings it left side to Strong, guarded by Kamathir. Gives it off to Zengaris, and they're going to call a foul on Peyton Roger Schmidt. A little ticky-tack for Peyton. I believe that's his first team foul, number 7, so it's a 1-1 coming for Thomas Zevgaris. He has 2 points in this ball game. He gets a 1-1 here. First free throw is up, and he airballed it. I mean, he missed it completely. Shakes his hand like he maybe sprained it or something. Substitution for Emporia State. Checking into the lineup is Mason Thiessen replacing Peyton Roger Schmidt. Newman will apply backcourt pressure. Owen Long with the ball. Feeds it up the court to Kamathir. Back to Long. Long gets it across the timeline with 3 seconds to spare. Bounce pass left side goes to Tavius Butler. Top the key to Kamathir. Drives, takes it to the rim. Partially blocked. There was contact, but no foul called. Here comes Newman. Ball gets deflected, and we're going to get a tie-up. Owen Long gets a tie-up with Kaleem Bennett. Alternate possession, though, keeps it in the hands of the Newman Jets. 23 seconds on the shot clock for Newman as they play the ball inbounds to Summerholder. Now to Strong. Strong working against Butler. In the traffic, layup, no. Put back, good, and a foul. Stevie Strong, 17, looking for 18. Picking up the foul, Owen Long, that's his second, eighth team foul on Emporia State. Substitution for Emporia State. Caden Evans will check in, replacing Owen Long. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Strong's free throw is good. Gives him 18, and it's 39-33. Six-point Emporia State lead. Newman pressuring in backcourt. Caden Evans across the timeline. Working against the pressure from Murphy. Gives it out to Gage McGuire. Now to Butler. Top the key. It goes to Caden Evans. Between the legs with 10 seconds. Waiting for a screen. Now gives it off to Butler with 6. Butler step back 3. Up and no. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Gage McGuire. Gives it out to Caden Evans on the wing left side to Mason Thiessen. And there was a change in possession, so they reset it to 30 and they put it to 26. And now they're officials are going to have another discussion. Exactly what are we going to do? 2:32 to play in the first half, 39-33. Emporia State with a six-point lead. Their biggest lead has been by 12 when they led 33-21. And it's a 12-6 run for Newman after Emporia State trailed at one time 9-2. Caden Evans gets the inbounds pass. Swings it right side. Butler goes down low. Gage McGuire off the glass and scores it. Gage McGuire with 6 first half points. He's been big. On it's up by 8. Trying to drive with the ball. Murphy along the baseline. Lobs it way out front to Strong. You need to go out and apply some extra pressure. Gives it off to Summerholder on the left side. Tries to drive on Butler. Trying to work off a screen to Zevgrip. Zevgaris. Now the Summerholder, and he'll throw it away. Turnover gives it to Emporia State with a minute 59 to play in the half. 41-33, Hornets on top. Newman will apply some backcourt pressure. Caden Evans plays it inbounds to Elijah Cometh there. Back to Caden, who brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass right side to Baker. Tries to go down low to Gage. Now they do get it inside to Gage, who gets the layup. Gage McGuire with eight big first half points. 43-33, Hornets back up by 10. Down to a minute 35 to play in the half. Strong trying to drive with it. Goes in the corner. Murphy for three. Nailed it with a hand in his face. Latique Murphy with eight. Here's Butler trying to drive. Mason Thiessen for three. No. Rebound. Cometh there. Stick back. No. Tip try. No. Rebound to Caden Evans to Gage McGuire. Stick back. Got it. He draws the foul. Picking up the foul will be Kaleem Bennett, his second, team foul number eight, and Gage McGuire with a huge first half. He now has 10, looking for 11. That would time for the team lead with Octavian Butler. Boy, Emporia State did a great job of keeping that ball alive. Free throw, no good. 45-36, Emporia State up by 9. Hornet basketball brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Stevie Strong has the basketball way out on the left wing. Looks to drive top the key. Gets past Mason Thiessen, and Mason's going to get whistled for a little hand check foul on the shoulder. And for Mason, that's his first team foul, number 9. So a 1-1 coming for Stevie Strong, who's made his only free throw. He has 18 first-half points. First free throw is good for Stevie Strong. That gives him 19. He'll get a second free throw here. And this one is no good. Rolls off the rim, and Elijah Cometh there gets the rebound, brings it up the floor, gives it off to Mason Thiessen on the wing right side, backs down against the defense. Hook shot off the glass is good as Mason went one-on-one with Thomas Zavgaris, and he scores the bucket. Then Mason Thiessen gives Emporia State a 10-point lead at 47-37. Differential of 3 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. 22 seconds on the game clock, 19 on the shot clock. Strong has it way out near half court, being guarded by Caden Evans. Gives it off to Bennett. Now back to Strong. Strong with 3 seconds on the shot clock with two. Gets a shot blocked by Mason Thiessen. Shot clock violation. Mason Thiessen with back-to-back big plays, one on offense, one on defense. Emporia State will bring in Owen Long, Peyton Roger Schmidt, and Mayim Boom. Setting down for Emporia State will be Gage McGuire, Mason Thiessen. Also checking in will be Sam Baker. Mayim Boom actually. Well, let's see here. Wait a second. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, they've got five guys on there. This is Octavian Butler walks off the floor. Sam Baker to play it inbounds in backcourt. Slaps the ball. Plays it inbounds to Peyton Roger Schmidt, who gets fouled from behind by Kwaku Azapong. That's his first. Team foul number 8 on the Newman Jets. And going to the free throw line will be Peyton Roger Schmidt, looking for his first point of the night. Nogs Wawasik back into the lineup. So is Gage McGuire. Owen Long and Sam Baker will set down. 47-37 Emporia State. 1.7 seconds to go, and Peyton knocks down the first free throw. He'll get the bonus. Second free throw is also good for Peyton. 49-37. Here's a shot from behind the half-court line. That's no good, and we are at halftime. Our score at halftime, Emporia State 49, Newman 37. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
All work and no play? No way! At Emporia State University, you'll have plenty to do on campus, in town, and all around. With over 100 student clubs, intramural teams, campus events, Hornet athletics, block parties, disc golf, live music, biking, and hiking, there's always something to do. With all that and over 200 academic programs, you're going to love ESU. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you at Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, find new roads.